John chapter 11, verses 1 through 37. And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, she was deeply moved in the spirit and grieved. That is why the Jews said, "Look how I loved him." Jesus dignified the tears of others in the Bible who wept. Abraham wept when he buried Sarah. Jacob wept when he fought the angel. Joseph wept when his father died. David and Jonathan wept when they separated. David cried when he lost his son. Josiah wept over the sin of his nation. Jeremiah is known as the prophet who wept. Peter wept bitterly, repenting. The pain and the tears of Mary and Martha moved Jesus. God sees the tears of the grief of the afflicted and is moved with compassion. God sees our tears. God is touched by our tears. God remembers our tears. God acts to dry our tears. There are many aspects of these two words. Jesus wept. In weeping, Jesus was truly a man. There is no sin or shame in tears. By weeping, Jesus shows that he was familiar with pain. When Jesus prayed, he was not ashamed of his humanity. In weeping, Jesus identified himself with others in his grief. To cry that he loves people. In front of the tomb to Mary, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Jesus also asks you and me, "Why are you crying?" Come to him. No one better than him to comfort you.